Okay, so first, everybody, welcome to the 17th International Radiance Workshop. It's a pity we didn't start a year earlier, just to keep in sync with the year numbers and stuff, but we can blame Greg for that. I don't know if Greg imagined that that first one, 17 years ago, that we'd be here nearly two decades later, did you?
No, it was Raphael's plan in the first place, but I didn't know it would be every year either.
Well, there we go. The important things first, hopefully everybody's had a chance, coffee and stuff. I mean, just grab some in between presentations and so forth. I mean, it'll be there, and there'll be coffee provided throughout the day, and lunch will come at some point. Washrooms are at the back here, probably already noticed that. There are no fire alarms planned for today. There is one planned for tomorrow, probably just before noon. Okay, so if the fire alarm should go, just make your way to the exit as swiftly as possible. Now, how many people, is it your first time at a Radiance Workshop? Whoa! Okay, that's good. That's good, yeah, because, I get a lot of
that
jokes.
That means we have a few repeat customers.
Well, it's good. I go to a lot of jazz concerts where I'm disconcerted to find I'm the youngest person in the audience, so I'm glad that's not the case here, and it's great there are so many people coming for the first time, and hopefully not the last time. For those who are new to it, it always flip-flops between the US and Europe. So 2 years ago it was in Europe and it was in Padua. Last year it was in Portland, I think, wasn't it? Do we know where it's going to be next year?
New York City.
Oh, right. Oh, we're definitely. Go on, I'm going. Yes. Definitely. And around this time of the year will be good as well, because in term time. The space, as you probably noticed from the material on the workshop website, is a refurbished space for our new architecture degree, which has started. So we changed the name of our school from the School of Civil and Building Engineering to the School of Architecture, Building and Civil Engineering, which is a bit unwieldy, ABC and a bit Sesame Street, but there we go. This is a 20-year-old building that was refurbished. It was there was partition walls and so forth, and individual offices. That was all taken out, so it's a studio space. It's also a space that overheated always, often in the shoulder months, where the low angle of the sun, so that's southwest facing. We were fortunate, I think, for a sort of pre-existing link that I had with Sage Sangoban, to have the glazing replaced with electrochromic. So this is three zone electrochromic. I've just set the top zone to tint because on a day like this it's not going to do it automatically. Hopefully there'll be some sun at some point and you get some effect, sense of it controlling the environment. We were planning on having it, the lectures, over on that side of the room, but as the numbers went up, because we actually arranged seats for 60 over there, and there's just one ceiling-mounted projector, and it just wasn't going to work. It's too crowded, so we've gone for this arrangement of two sets of screens and so forth. Still a bit cosy, but hopefully everyone will be able to see what's going on. Before we launch into this, any questions about things? No? Everyone's got the programme? Yeah. Good, I think we're more, any changes to the programme? This one? Yeah, and I should of course point out Eleonora, because Eleonora had actually done all the organisation for the workshop. You usually get that at the end, So we have a special session. It's just marked as a special session in the timetable at the end of the scheduled presentations. That'll be about half an hour or so. Then there'll be a bit of a break, and then we'll go over for the conference dinner, which is in Burley Court, just across there. Yeah. So I think let's begin with our first speaker, who is the reason we are here, Greg Wood.
Nice.